To this week's version of South Bronx Go Pipeline.
Your presenters are
Catherine Mitchell,
Rachel Sharp,
and Georgia Millingham.
Produced by
Roxanne Murphy.
Okay. Hope you all had a fabulous Easter
and a beautiful eating chocolate day.
And now you're back at school,
which is not very good.
Remember, it's lots of work because the exams are coming up soon.
Oh, lots of revision GCSEs in 3.5 weeks.
That's exams next week.
Oh, and we've got an exam too, year 10's RS. Yeah. Oh, don't remind
me. And our science exams coming up.
Moving swiftly on, okay. We're going to go to the
Sponsor Pods
on the 27th of April, 2006.
Okay then, Mr. Bayliss has something to say to us. I have had details of two new local sports initiatives that are available to pupils. They are as follows.
Bromsgrove Cricket Club. Coaching and net sessions start Friday 28th of April, 6 to 8 p.m. for boys aged 12 to 15 at Bromsgrove Cricket Club.
Worcestershire County Youth Bowls 6-week taster coaching session starts Sunday the 14th of May, 12 a.m. to 12 p.m. for anyone aged up to 18 at Charford Bowling Club by Morrison's.
Okay, if you want any information, please see Mr. Bayliss. Many thanks, Mr. Bayliss.
Mrs. Gilmore has an announcement to make about the Penny Campaign. Many thanks to the few of you that still support this children's charity. We are in dire straits with keeping this sponsorship for Jamila going. If you have any pennies in your classroom, can you please send someone down to me with them on Wednesday, as we have to put some funds into the bank account.
So recently we were on a TV programme.
Oh yes, we're going to be famous, guys.
Yep, on Teachers TV.
And the programme is called ICT SOS Teachers.
They came in and they interviewed Mr. Coburn and Miss Peters in the German department. And also a Year 11 music set.
They filmed a podcast group because we are just so cool.
And we know it and we show it too.
We've got some great technology here in the school, which is what we wanted to show off our skills.
Now time for the strange but true section. And it's all true and strange. That's what's called the strange but true section. What am I rambling on? I don't know. Let's start, shall we?
A duck's quack cannot echo.
Yeah, I don't know why, but...
Right, I think we have had that before. If you drink lots of water, 10 litres or more a day, you will drown your brain and die.
If you drop a penny from the Eiffel Tower and it hits someone, they will die.
Now, here's what I found out the other day. Every 6 seconds, a washing machine breaks down.
Now, that is useful trivia.
Yeah, we need to know that. If you give a hamster Coke, it explodes. That's like two things it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We've got lots of things.
Poor little hamsters, they don't know where they're coming or going. Do you know your thigh bone is stronger than concrete? Don't try it out though, because you might damage yourself.
A dragonfly lives for just 24 hours.
It's like saying.
You live for 24 hours.
Why is the theme all about death?
What would
change the true section at the moment?
Emo! Anyway, next fact. If you feed a pigeon rice, it will explode. Yet again with the exploding and death theme.
Okay, this is a very interesting one for you guys.
It glows.
No. If you put cat pee under an ultraviolet light, it glows.
Yak's milk is pink.
What's a yak?
It's a kind of moose thing.
Okay. Octopus's blood is blue.
And for the most interesting fact of the week, no word rhymes with orange. Or month.
In the English language.
In the English language, I think.
Hey,
okay then, how interesting were they? Theme of death as well. Yeah. Okay, oh no, we've got our birthday to do.
We have our birthday announcements for the day.
Okay, it's now it's time. Birthdays!
I want to say happy birthday to my oldest half-sister Jessica, who is it's her birthday today.
And on the 2nd of May, Timothy Edwards' birthday as well.
Whoop, whoop,
whoop. Ooh, the big one six, as everyone would say.
Or SpongeBob presents if you want to get him presents.
Okay, and you never guess what? It's my mum's birthday on the 3rd of May.
Happy birthday, Catherine!
Oh, as I said, she's 21. No other age than 21, I was supposed to say, tell you. Anyway, so 3rd of May, hope you have a great day, mum, if you're listening. Oh, we have a new band in the studio. Say hi, guys, you alright?
Yes, yeah, great.
Cool. Oh, great. Okay. Oh, you were called Driven to Temptation, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Where'd the inspiration for that name come from?
I wasn't in the band when it was made.
Okay, then. Other guys, then.
We just thought of loads of names and then. Best one. That's the best one.
So how long have you been together?
Well, Ben's been with us about, well, a few, well, about a month, and then we've been together since start of year 8.
Oh,
middle
school band.
Oh, okay, what's everyone's roles in the band?
Well, Grant's the drummer.
Ben's, say hello, Grant.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, Grant. That's cool. Hi.
Ben's lead guitar.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. And I'm lead singer and vocalist, and then there's Mike.
Who isn't here, unfortunately.
Who isn't here.
I don't know why. He's your brother, your twin brother, isn't he?
Yeah.
Ah. Well, if they sound and look the same, it'll be fine.
Cool, you can play tricks on people with that. Don't know why I said that, but
I hear you have a new song called Don't Put Us Down. What? Yeah. Did you write that yourselves?
Yeah.
Oh.
We have that to be played later or
something. How long did it take to write?
Well, Mike thought up a little tune that was like 2 years old, and then he thought, oh, let's make something out of that, so...
Cool. So, do you hope to, like, make it big in England when you're older? Have you done to make it big, or is this just, like, a hobby?
Definitely.
Big.
Massive. Oh, cool.
You're going to be in the next been getting, bands.
Been getting autographs?
No.
It's not really our sort of thing that, like, heart.
So, you've entered this competition. Do you hope to win?
Well, we've got a good chance. We've heard some other ones, and they're not very good.
What's the competition actually about?
It's local bands in the Midlands who, like, send their own song off to Midlands Today, and then they count them all up, and then...
Oh, I've seen that on the news! Oh, yeah, you entered that?
Yeah.
School of Rock, is it called? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cool.
Very nice.
Yeah. Okay, so you're playing on Friday lunchtimes, aren't you?
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, tomorrow? Oh, tomorrow? Yeah. Oh, I'll be there.
Yeah, it'll be on podcast, so they can hear it and then come see us.
So what genre would you call your music, so that people know?
Rock slash indie.
Well, yeah. Some songs are indie, but most rock.
Cool. Oh, who inspired you, by the way? Any, like, bands, singers?
Huh? Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, Guns N' Roses. And, good like, band. Green Day, like, the inspiration, like, the background of it.
Yeah. Ah, cool. Yeah. So,
all right,
so
then,
we'll be seeing you again in the spotlight soon, we hope, yes.
Tomorrow.
No, like, sorry. Like, in the future, I meant you, in the future.
But for now, we have their new song.
Cool.
Again called Don't Put Us Down.
Don't Put Us Down, enjoy it.
Okay.
Don't be ashamed of what you've done. You've come so far and had no fun. Just because you're down today, don't go and throw it all away. People try to put us down. We find it hard to get around. Don't make me turn the other way. We will get through another day. You have lost and we've now won. Don't be ashamed of what we've done. Just because you're down today, don't go and throw it all away. People try to put us down. We find it hard to get around. Don't make me turn the other way. We will get through another day.
Goodbye.
Okay, so we all hope you had a fab lesson.
On our first podcast back after the Easter holidays.
Oh, yes. So we're going to say goodbye now.
Have a great week, keep safe, and keep smiling.
And don't forget to watch us again next week.
Watch, listen. Okay, so we'll see you next week. Loving you all.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.